Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We come in, regrettably, where we left off. A drug-fueled orgy in the quarters of the Lady Casilda.
Yes.
A key stolen from one of the favored, the lacquer-masked officer class of the Saturnine, is now in the possession of Filge and Friezo. A captain's table befouled by the Congress thereon, now empty of its previous occupants, as Lady Casilda, the captain of the universe's only passenger planes cruiser, takes Bobby Pancakes by the hand and leads him into her private chambers. A boy, Precious Bonathan, missing now 2 days. All signs point to the Gilman, the ship's piscine underclass, who Filge has taken to calling wet boys despite repeated corrections. A party divided. Filge and Friezo still lurk in the shadows, unseen, keen hand. Bobby is now being offered a cigarette in the private rooms of Lady Casilda. And the orgy is winding down in the way that you must imagine orgies do. The awkward pleasantries, the milling about, the finding of shoes.
Is it weirder if they kept him on the whole time?
Yeah. No, it's just practical. I do it.
Not at my house. Shoes off as soon as you come in the door, all right? Then we can have Congress.
Hagdar, our detective, stands in the middle of it all. What is Hagdar doing?
Just, oh, boy. That was the best I've seen. And I've seen some orgies.
So we're going to come to Bobby and Casilda in a bit because you have just been taken back to for a post-coital cigarette or cigar, perhaps.
Cigarillo.
Vape stick.
Okay, don't be lewd.
But you guys are in the shadows.
Post-coital vape stick.
Yep. Those are the 4 sexiest words a woman wants to hear. Dave would have done that so much faster. You guys are lurking in the shadows. You have a key. You've taken it off one of the passed out officers. You can see Hagdar in the middle of the room. What is your move?
Well, me feel like me need another shower.
Oh, that's right. You also shat yourself.
Yeah, but I've cleaned up from that previously. Yeah.
Now, do we know what the key is for?
No. Right. Like, are you asking if it has anything written on it or...
Yes. So we just took our key...
From somebody's pocket.
Is it a key ring with lots of keys on it? It's a singular key.
It's a singular key. It's shaped like a key.
No. Bring me into the world, Ben. Use your words.
It's made of... Oh, it thrums with a sort of key.
It's like a key card, isn't it? It's like a pass.
Yeah, it's a pass. But it's got emblazoned on it the sigil of what you recognize now to be the sigil of the... favoured cast.
Okay,
the,
so...
The lacquered mask boys. Dave, it's theirs because it's a mask.
And Dave would say it's a many-faceted tessellating into a millions of colours. Tessellating. Yeah. It's a tessellating
And even
key.
Now you feel may perhaps one day...
Mayhap to be...
open a door or portico...
It has been!
he'd also pronounce key... Cree.
All right. Quay.
So I think, now, this is the trouble with doing this show month to month, is that you forget what your plan was.
I sure do.
But our intention was to go to I remember saying I want to go to the bit where they go, screen on, or on, you know, the front of the
like
ship.
Like the cinema.
I want to go to, like, not the bridge, but like the helm's room or where you control the ship.
Where you control the ship.
But I don't remember why we wanted to do that.
Well, you must have wanted to do it for a reason.
I think so. I think we were trying to get the ship to go somewhere, but I think the ship is already... Now, having listened to the episodes, I believe the ship is already heading where we want to go.
Yeah.
That is correct.
It would be like kind of hijacking a train and being like, take me to Hornsby. It's like, yeah, that's where we're...
I said no stops! All right, so let's go to the helm's room, shall we?
Yeah. Yeah.
For no reason. Yeah, great. Sure. So you've decided to do that. Mm-hmm. There is a door, so to give you the layout of the room.
Yep.
There is the big banquet table that you'd rather not look at now. There's the door that Bobby took Casilda took Bobby into. Mm-hmm. And there is the way you came, and there's another door.
And where's the pig chef?
The pig chef? You get the sense that his quarters are elsewhere and they kind of take the tray in on trolleys.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, let's go through the separate door then.
Okay.
So we try the key into the door.
Yep. We don't want to draw attention to ourselves as well. Because we were the only ones not participating in the orgy. So I can imagine. I think.
I was participating in my mind, obviously.
So Phil was like, oh, woo, that was a good one.
Yeah.
We enjoyed that orgy section. The best bit was when it was an orgy.
Friezo has taken his shoes off and he's walking back in, pretending he's putting his shoes back on.
Oh, that's clever. Mm. So you've opened the door. Are you still wearing your masks? I can't remember.
Yeah, no, we're dressed up in... I think that we're dressed up in their robes, I believe.
Okay, canon, whatever.
Yeah. So we take the key and put it into the keyhole.
Okay, the door slides open very softly and you take in...
Yeah, there's only one setting for the door on this.
So it's this medium. Is very remiss of me. Would you please give a massive round of applause to our musician / Foley artist tonight, Danilene Scott. They will be making any number of sounds pertaining to doors.
Just one, as it turns out.
Yeah. So the door opens softly and you take in a room. The room is sparse. It is very sheeny.
Do you mean shiny? Nice one, Dave.
I mean, it's quite sleek. There is
it look like the Apple Store?
It looks a bit like the Apple Store. You're not wrong. It's got a big viewing screen in the middle.
Are we in the place we wanted to go?
Yeah, yeah. And on one side is a map of the kind of, you see a bunch of dots on it. Like, uh-huh. Yep. And on the other side, you see like what looks to be sort of data about the ship and what's going on, monitoring the ship. And then, yeah, the viewing screen shows you space, but it's kind of like undulating in psychedelic colors as you have not seen it do before.
Okay.
Can I walk up to the control panel?
Okay, sorry, also, this is my fault. There are two people in there. Crucially, there are two people in there quite far away from you who haven't seen you yet. They are favoured. They are wearing the masks.
All right. So
So are they at the control panel of the ship?
Yeah, you get the sense that they're just kind of like, killing time. They're not doing anything particularly important there.
Right. So I was thinking we could see if there's like any security footage, like if we can access the security cameras on board the ship and see if we can...
Find out what happened to the... Excellent idea. Find out what happened to Bonathan.
Yeah, see if there's any... Can we do that?
And
what do you mean, can you do that?
So let's approach the two people.
Are we still just as fair? We are.
Yes,
all right.
We are.
Okay, so just before you do that, I'm going to... brilliant...
We're on fire and you forgot to tell us?
Before this brilliant plan unfolds, we're going to cut to the chambers of Lady Casilda. It is a room unlike, almost in contrast. Think of the opposite of the Apple Store.
Do you mean like the Windows Store?
Yeah, it's a Windows Store.
The Microsoft Store?
It's like got wood paneling everywhere, lots of rich mahogany. There is a four-poster bed that you would say is the feature.
Make sure you put bricarding in there. Dave really likes to use that
word. Oh, yeah, it's
word.
Bricarded here and bricarded there. Yeah. There's gilt.
Are there things sconced somewhere?
Ensconced in one of the walls is a balustrade.
Is anything coming over the transom? There are balconies and balconies.
Yeah. There's a sideboard. Not to be confused with a cyborg. It's a sideboard full of what look to be very expensive liquors and, you know.
Simon, I have a Bobby character question.
Yeah.
Because I've maybe the audience can help out as well. Is this the first time Bobby has done a fuck?
In the adventures so far?
But yes. he's
Hey, Bobby's first fuck, everyone.
I think Bobby's quite the Lothario.
I think he's done it before.
Right, because Filge fucked in the Tomb of Annihilation series.
Yeah, got an axe.
Yes.
Do I get an axe, Ben?
Well, let's see how this scene plays out. There is, a nice kind of like she's fixing you a drink. She's saying, well, that wasn't that just wonderful? And there's a chaise
Somebody
lounge.
Somebody in the audience just went, rar.
Sorry, that's the mask.
Wait, are all these masks the mask? Have we not known that this whole time?
I should have mentioned.
Schmucken.
There's a chaise lounge on the side, and she beckons you to sit in it while she fixes you guys a drink. And you see her take off in front of a bureau. She takes off something around her neck. Mm-hmm. You catch a little metallic glint, and you see her put it in a drawer and then lock it, and then she sits next to you.
Okay.
Bobby Robert.
I still can't really get over the fact that Ben and I did it. And he keeps on maintaining a very powerful eye contact.
Simon, are you blushing?
Probably. I like to call committing to the bit. Well, wasn't that just splendid for me?
Well,
who says that after sex? Who finishes and then goes, well, wasn't that just splendid from me?
No, I said for me, but both are bad.
Oh, right.
Well, didn't I, but may I say, didn't I do a wonderful job as well?
How I pleasured you.
Yeah. That was some new stuff for me.
Yes, well, you don't get to 200 years old without knowing a thing or 200. And she hands you a sort of a glass.
A wine.
An amber liquid in it.
Well, bottoms up again.
Great joke about pegging.
Not canon.
You know what? Nah, canon. Nice.
Does she have a peg leg?
That's not what pegging is.
Do you think?
Well, then tell me what pegging is. Nah, guys, I know. It's to do with like when you hang up the laundry.
And you do a good fuck. Yeah. And she goes, you know, that was not just nice because of the wonderful sex from me, but it was also nice just to have someone who's not in on all this drama, all this ship drama. Do you know? I know.
Well, you know what I say?
What?
Drama, drama, save for your mama.
Do you say that?
It's basically my catchphrase.
Well, isn't that a provincial delight? I like your Bobby Robert pancakes. I like you a lot.
Well, you're not too bad yourself.
Now I'm just going to go shimmy into the bathroom. And she kind of like...
You're going to have to... Okay, I'll narrate that for the ear jockeys. I guess Ben has got his arms like at a T-Rex sort of level. And he's sort of got his hands splayed like a frog, like frog webbing.
Yeah.
And he's moving his arms back and forth.
It's quite
across his body.
You know those? You know when you would have an action figure as a child that you could move around and it wasn't restricted by any internal, you could just twist it right the way around, like an exorcism kind of thing? Mm-hmm. Ben's kind of, if one of those was doing a tap dance, that's kind of what he looks like.
So you hear the door close and you have 5 seconds to work on what you're going to do.
I'll just do a check of the room, mm-hmm. see what's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hot two.
It's a very nice room.
All right.
You would say it's probably the opposite of the Apple Store.
And is she in the... what can I hear from the bathroom?
You can hear the sounds of a tap running.
Okay.
Is she like, Bobby, please put the television on. I'm doing a horrible poo.
And you hear like her humming an old song to herself. Like...
I check that drawer to see if it's open.
It does not open.
Okay. I pick that lock.
Okay. That's a tricksy one.
Make the roll. What's your thing of?
That's a 17 plus, I guess, what, dexterity?
Click, it opens.
Yeah.
Okay. It opens. Hold that thought.
Same door?
Yeah, it's just the one sound for opening.
That includes a can. That includes... okay, so you guys have approached the two guards. They're the favoured, and they're at the helm. Do you want to approach them just now, or do you want to listen to them?
Hagda, who's right behind you, says, "Shh. If we're quiet enough, they'll probably start another orgy."
By the way, you didn't know Hagda was there. And he's enormous, so...
Hello.
I think we're gonna. We need to get them away from the control panel so we can get to things, right?
Yeah.
So Frieza's just gonna kind of wander and be like, "Oh man, that orgy's winding up in there, and oh, the best bits are still for the taking. Oh, if I like to fuck, I'd be out there right now doing it."
And you don't like to fuck?
I've already come.
So I see.
That person did the rah thing again. It's preverts in the front row.
Is it like a rap, like brup, or is it like...
No, it's like a sexy cat one.
Oh,
nice. Yes. Yeah. Oh, there is a cat sitting in the front row.
Oh, yeah. So Friezo declares to the two guards that he's already...
And to what end is this, by the way?
Because he's trying to talk up the orgy, so they go out to the orgy. Yeah, yeah. So he's like, "Oh, man, what a bloody great orgy. Oh, all the best bits are happening now."
Yeah. Oh, there's fireworks.
"I don't know why you've come to taunt me. You know full well that we're not allowed to participate. We're here to monitor the fuel situation."
Well, we could...
Oh, yeah, I mean, we could help you boys out. What's the fuel situation going on?
Well, I don't... want to leave it with you if you don't know what it like that would be.
I mean, me have been briefed on fuel situation.
Uh-huh.
Me just want to know if you what level clearance of the fuel situation you boys are on.
Is this getting close to a check?
Yeah, you'd probably need to be making a deception check, I think. Okay. at this stage. DC 17.
Charisma?
Yes.
Charisma.
I did not get it. Took it on 11.
You know, I don't think I've seen you round.
Well, me wearing a mask, so...
Touché, man. Touché.
Of course, all the favoured, who are, of course, the favoured, know of the fuel situation, as we've talked of little else.
Well, they weren't talking about fuel in there. Back in the orgy, they were talking about things they wanted to touch or suck on. And it's still going on. So why don't you check it out and we'll just leave it with us.
And the other one, because the other one hasn't spoken yet, he's like, "What? We could.
Could.
But I'm just not convinced.
I'd like to see some identification, please."
Like, "Yeah, no, of course. No, you're right.
Yeah, we should have checked that earlier."
Yeah, some identification, please.
We hold up the key.
Right.
Oh. Tessellated.
Oh. Many facets, as if it were to open a door or a portico.
What kind of door do you even think it opens?
The door, I mean, of course, what?
She's trying to get them to tell her what that door it opens, but as if she's testing their knowledge.
Wait, but it opened the door we just came through. Is that...
That's where the confusion...
Maybe it's like a skeleton key and it does other cool... It's got other powers.
All right, sorry, I don't want to... Crampy style. Go on.
This no ordinary key, right?
No, it's an ordinary key that we all get to share.
It's an orgy joke. You'll get it.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Pretty good.
Oh, look. Hey, I know you're a real sticker for this. Can we just have a sidebar for a second?
Sure, yeah.
I really do want to go to the orgy. I missed the last orgy because I had the flu and...
Oh, the last one was... Oh, it was tip-top.
Yeah,
that was one of the best I've ever been to.
Why don't you do me a favor? Let them take over. They seem to kind of know what they're doing.
Yeah, they seem to kind of know what they're doing. I mean, that one's a little large, but, you know, they're wearing masks like us, so who are we to say?
Yeah, exactly. I mean...
What are they going to do, fire us?
And then they walk off, leaving you with all the controls. Meanwhile, you slip open the drawer... and in the drawer of the bureau, You see on the what looked to be what was around her neck, mm-hmm. you see it now to be a really complicated, ornate, intricate key that is a key card that has the sigils of all of the castes sort of stamped on top of one after the other, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. You see a curious-looking monocle in there, and you also see a letter. And there's also like some loose double A's and...
I try on the monocle.
You try on the monocle?
Yeah.
Okay. Your vision becomes kind of strange.
What do you look at?
I look at the bathroom door.
You see Lady Casilda in the shower.
Yes!
She does not have a peg leg.
Stop that! But same part, you can't hear it in the audience, but... I'm going to...
And there's the letter, yeah. And
if you look at your hand, you can see your bones is...
Mm. Nice. And what does the letter say?
You want to open the letter?
Oh, is that, so it's not just... It's in an envelope?
It's like obviously been read, but it's in the envelope and it's... Yeah.
Okay, I'll have a quick read.
Okay. Basically, the thrust of it is that Dave would usually be like, oh, dear, blah, blah, blah. It has come... Basically, it is... from one of her intelligence officers, mm-hmm. warning her that there is a detective from the Pinkerton agency on board investigating the disappearance of the Winchester child, the Westminster child, rather.
Yep.
And be wary of him.
Okay.
Have you read it with the monocle on?
So is there any extra meaning that I see with the monocle?
You see straight through the paper and you see the ground.
So open the other eye and read it. Okay, cool.
Can you try and calibrate the monocle to see how strong the X-ray is, maybe?
Are there buttons? It's just like a monocle?
It's just a monocle,
One setting. Is there a chair in the room?
Yep. There's a chaise lounge that you were on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Is the door that to the bathroom, is that open in or out?
In.
Yeah, in.
Okay.
Into the room or into the bathroom?
Into the bathroom. It goes into the...
Okay. I rip off some of the brocading. I put the chaise lounge right up against the door. I tie the handle of the door to the chaise lounge so it can't be opened.
Okay.
And I take everything in the drawer and I leave.
Okay, so now you go back into the main room where the orgy was / still is. You guys are in the control room. Mm-hmm. What do you do?
So we're alone in the control room, right?
Mm-hmm.
Should we close the door behind us?
Yes, we close the door. And then, is there a chaise lounge for us to barricade the door with?
There are very few chaise lounges in this particular spaceship.
And it sounds like a sliding door, which does make it slightly harder.
Yes. Slightly. All right, so let's take a look at the control panel. What's it got to say for us?
We're going to...
Beep, boop, beep, boop, boop, boop.
Are you just mashing buttons at random?
No, we're just making a song, but we're...
you can make an arcana check.
Arcana! 18 plus arcana. So, 23.
You see that this is, of course, an incredibly complex machine, but you can kind of glean that the kind of security systems are like over in an area.
If only we had a hacker with us.
Do I still have my hacking skills from the last adventure?
Showing it.
All right, so let's go over to security cameras and Filge, take it away.
You're going to need something to hack though. Like you can't, you had your deck.
Yeah, you used to have an interface.
Is it written there?
Which you called a key to.
I've got a key.
Looking for those.
So what do I need?
You need something.
No, but isn't there a keyboard or something? There's something she can access. And she's, like Filge is like, her thing is that she's a techno whiz, right? So she could probably, you know.
I don't know how this shit works. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you disadvantage, and I'm going to say that in order to hack into the security system, you need to roll, let's just have beat 10.
A disadvantage?
10? I give a shit. She's got disadvantage.
Okay. Two dice.
That's an 8 and a 16.
No, but there are bonuses. Are we using intelligence? What do you use for hacking?
What do you use for hacking?
Hacking.
Ben? No, there's no hacking one.
No, what is it? Medicine? Is it medicine?
Yeah, it's medicine.
I'm going to say it's probably... It's
why did you suggest...
Medicine.
It's probably intelligence, which is you have minus one.
Yeah, all right.
Okay. Yeah. Well, look, I'll let you use your wisdom. I'll let you use insight.
Still Even then, fail? She just gets to
Still
9.
Still fail.
Yeah, well, it's a big, complex machine.
You managed to set off some alarms.
Hack does it. Does Hack don't know stuff?
Shit. Wow. Look, honestly, I just think we should get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, so alarms are blaring. The orgy's being disrupted. You can, Bobby, you hear alarms start blaring. You're looking for your compatriots.
Yeah, I put the monocle in and see if I can see them through walls.
Oh, yeah, great. You see them. You see them in that room.
Okay, so I run up to them.
Okay, great. Meanwhile, you are suddenly, that room that you're in is suddenly, a woman bursts into it and she's very, very cross and she needs to talk to the manager and she won't be ignored. And you have met her before, but not played by this person. So to play Martha Kennedy, would you please welcome Susie Youssef? Woo!
Hello, Susie.
Hello, Susie Youssef.
Hello, hello. Is this working? Hello.
Yes.
I'm doing it.
Susie, have you ever played Dungeons & Dragons before?
Many times.
Lies. No, never, never, never.
But I'm very happy to be here.
Excellent.
That is excellent.
Or should I say... Is that how she sounds?
That is how... Well, that's
Eden, how did she sound?
She went...
But that might not be a sustainable voice for the next couple of episodes. So maybe
you can or
however long
that.
You hang around. So you can kind of make your own choice, I feel.
Yeah, she was quite distraught because she'd lost stupid Bonathan.
Precious stupid Bonathan,
idiot child, and so as she bursts into the room, she's calmed down a little bit. She's more angry than hysterical. So she goes, I'm terribly sorry. This is my voice now. I'm basically Katharine Hepburn.
I like it. Finally, some class in these voices we're getting.
So as Martha Kennedy bursts into the orgy lounge, I guess she meets the two chosen, favored, who have just come out of the...
Yeah, and they're a little bit disappointed because they're like, oh, I thought they'd
oh,
be...
Oh, it's over. Sort of
are you here for the orgy?
Oh, hello.
Does it say orgy lounge on the door?
No, it just says captain's captain's room.
It's captain's table, I think.
Yeah, captain's table. Like the crackers.
So it's a really, like, vanilla orgy?
Yeah.
I'm not here for any orgy. I'm furious. Can I say that?
Yeah.
Do I have to roll a dice every time
no,
I talk?
No.
You have a
speech check.
I am furious.
Madam, you seem to have wandered into the wrong part of the ship. Please, if you return to the...
Well, what's the right part of the ship? I'm trying to find stupid, precious Bonathan, my son, and no one's listened to me for 2 days. In fact, I heard you fucks were doing a talent quest or some shit. Instead of finding a missing child. What the fuck?
Yes, madam. And he kind of like straightens up his clothes, so he's like a little bit embarrassed that he's been caught talking to him.
You shouldn't be angry about your clothes. Your penis is hanging out. Forget your tie, sir. Do your pants.
The Dragon Prince, wherever you are, you can actually hear this. So you're just in the same room.
Yep.
You guys can hear it through the door. Mm-hmm. The alarms have kind of subsided, and it seems like some more of the favoured are turning up to see what the commotion is.
So let's put our masks back on and just sort of nonchalantly walk back out of the thing. And as we open the door. Excellent. We walk back into the orgy lounge and Friezo declares it on in particular. Oh, man. Whoever was in there before us sure made a mess of things.
And the dude says, you two and the fat one, all of you, we've got a customer complaint. If you could escort this irate woman elsewhere so we don't have to deal with her, take her to the missing persons unit.
There's a missing persons unit?
No, I mean the...
How often does this happen?
Refectory. I mean the buffet. Take her to the buffet.
Okay, I kind of join the stream of the group as we sort of walk past, and I like flash the super key that I've got, and I've got like, guys, I think this is an all-access pass. Let's head back down to that door. Where the Gilman went through before.
Oh, the bellows door.
Yeah, the bellows door.
Or whatever it was.
We have Martha?
Martha is with you?
Yeah. Mrs. Kennedy, I think I have a lead on your son.
I tried to put a lead on him when he was a child. That idiot ate straight through.
he ate straight through.
He ate the lead I put on him.
Do you know that when I was a kid, I had a leash and...
Shocking.
That surprising
that does
no
not
one.
Surprise
and
anyone.
I was walking along.
Was this your choice or your parents' choice?
Not my choice.
Yeah, Ben was a bondage
Mommy,
baby.
Lead again, please.
There's no way your brother had a leash.
Absolutely not. Not at my sister, but I had one and it was like on my wrist. You don't see a lot of wrist leashes
that
anymore.
That was a boogie board.
It was honestly... It was like a boogie board strap, it was. And I was walking down the street and I had...
dad was a boogie board.
the leash hand had the leash on it, and in
the
my non-leash hand...
by boogie boards.
I had an ice cream, which is easy to imagine because it is... imagine the microphone's an ice cream. And I was walking along and I tripped and I went to break my fall, but I was like, better not spoil my ice cream. So I lifted that up and then I was like, I'll just break my fall with my leash hand. But... that was a leash hand, so I just went...
Oh,
you face planted.
Face planted right into the concrete.
Did your parents call it your leash hand?
Yeah, even when it wasn't, just to remind me that that's where that went.
Did you get to eat the ice cream?
No, I think I probably saved it, actually.
Well, did you call them left and leash?
Yeah.
Like, did you not know right for ages?
I still do. It's confusing.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So you're now out of earshot from the other guards. You're walking Martha down the corridor away from the scene of the orgy. You're going back toward the first class quarters. What do you want to say to her?
When you look up, what does the corridor look like?
What does a corridor look like?
The roof?
I've been in corridors.
Oh, it's boasting much, all right?
is there like any mirrors above us?
No mirrors on the ceiling.
Thank you.
Are you a top-down vampire?
No, it's sort of gilted with balustrades.
Yeah.
I say, guys, we've got a very small window where Casilda is going to be otherwise occupied in the shower and locked in a bathroom. So we should make the most of this time.
All right, so let's sprint down to where we saw the Gilman go in before.
Oh, so can Martha get there first, being surprisingly fast?
Are you okay?
Do you know where we're going?
Yeah. Do you?
It's the corridor. There's one way.
So hang on. I feel like this is probably my job to know this, but you two know each other because she came to you guys to. No, she came to the ones
no,
with the mask.
But she came to us. We were dressed as mask men.
So she doesn't know who you are.
Okay,
we're still
anyone.
Masked, and I've got to do my.
Do you want to introduce yourself? Drop the pretense, or just keep lying?
As we're sort of like hustling along, should we just be like, okay, so I'm Bobby. I'm a halfling. This is Filge.
Hello.
Friezo,
we're the dragon friends. We're here to help solve the mystery of the missing boys. And yeah, there's more than one. I'm
yes,
shocked.
I'm Hagdar Strength. I've been a...
Sorry, what's your last name?
Strength. Strength. Yes, you can read it on my name tag. Yes. It's spelt... I've been investigating the missions of the missing Lindbergh baby. The
Westminster.
Westminster
was
baby.
Was it Winchester or Westminster?
Westminster.
Winchester baby, who's been missing for 5 years. I think we're on to it. It's those slimy Gilman bastards. Bastards.
I mean, we'll remind you that she knew that much already because she came to you.
Well, I'm just trying to affirm your life choices. I agree. I think you're doing a great job.
Is it possible that Hagdar is actually a terrible detective? I just assumed that because he was hired by wealthy people, he was good. But wealthy people are really stupid.
Look,
he
got on this ship and then he was like, oh, fuck, I love buffish. I'm never leaving here. And he thought to himself, if I solve the mystery, I'll have to get off this brilliant vessel. I'm never solving anything.
Oh, so then is it possible that Hagdar is the one stealing the children?
I never ate any babies. You can check my poops. No baby.
What?
Okay, so...
Have you been keeping all your poops?
No, but if there was one... You could check it. I wouldn't even protest.
It's easy for you to say, given that you haven't kept your poops.
Well, show us your poop.
Show us your poop.
Show us.
This is ridiculous.
I'm not on trial here.
Look, let's go to the... Okay, what are we doing?
I don't feel like I trust Hagda because he's already told me this information before. Mm-hmm, can I just trust Friezo?
Yes, you can. Absolutely you can. There is no reason for you not to trust me. I believe... I think I had a... Was I doing a voice around Martha before? I think I was...
I think you were seductive.
It was a voice that I... Listening back to the podcast, I got hives. I was so cross listening to it.
Yeah.
What
made
you
cross? Michael, I think you thought you were sexy when you were doing it.
Yeah. Ah, yeah.
It was like this.
I'm like, oh, yeah, so we're doing this.
You probably saw him do stand-up as well.
No, but Michael only has two voices, the one that he thinks is sexy and his voice.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
See, that's the terrifying one.
But you have just introduced yourself as Friezo, so we probably can drop the pretense if you want to.
Fair enough. No, good. So I say, look, we saw a lot of the Gill men go into a door downstairs, so we're going to go back there with a key we've got. And we explain as we're running. And yes, do we run into any? Are there any guards? Do we just sprint
there?
No,
actually, I will say weirdly, there aren't that many of the staff. There aren't many of the favoured. There aren't many. You see very few Gillmen, and you don't see any of the helmsmen. Not the helmsmen, the bellows boys, who you call the helmy boys. The really hard thing that I'm now appreciating is Dave has to keep two lexicons in his brain. The things that he came up with and the stupid bastardizations that the cast came up with and kind of marry them both. So,
we get to the door. Oh.
Hagda, might I suggest we make a quick detour past our rooms to arm ourselves with weapons?
Do I have any weapons?
M'lady... Seeing as you don't trust me, a gift from me to you, and he gives.
If it's your poo, I swear I don't want it.
Search through it. Here's a sieve. You can. No.
You'll not find any baby fibers.
Here,
it's a Beretta inside it.
And he gives her two iron gloves.
Ooh. Like gauntlets?
Yeah, like gauntlets.
Like the Infinity Gauntlets?
Yes.
Not like ironing gloves that are just irons on the ends of her hands?
Is that a good idea?
No! Yeah.
No, it's much easier if you can pick it up and put it down, isn't it?
Yeah.
If it's just
Also, because how do you, like, brush your
no,
hair?
It's a disaster.
They're not permanent.
Yeah, Susie, we're not going to do this.
Okay.
If we get into a scuffle, they'll come in handy. All right, moving on.
So you guys.
So can we have? Do we have time to walk past our rooms and grab our weapons?
I think you guys are already armed. I think you have your weapons.
Can
but
I?
She didn't.
Can I test my gloves by punching a wall?
Sure.
Yep.
I test my gloves by punching.
Okay,
a wall.
Okay, so this way you make an attack roll.
Yes. Do I do it down there?
Yeah. Yes. Use the dice cam. Sick.
So ooh.
You rolled
that's
a
one.
You rolled a one, Susie.
I think that's bad.
Now, I'm not sure how familiar you are with the
numbers. One's not a very high number.
One is your number one. That's the first thing she
said.
Yeah!
So,
I love this game.
Golf.
So as you swing, rockets on your wrists fire, and it pulls you across the room and slams your fist slams into like a corner, and then your body flies around the corner and you fall down.
And as you punch the through the corner, you've actually punched into somebody's room, and they're sitting on the toilet.
And what is
may
the person?
I say.
Oh, what does the person look like?
A very thin old man with his pants around his ankles and no shirt.
Yep.
And why did he take his shirt off to go to the toilet?
Don't.
That's what old people do.
Yeah.
No, honestly, find an old person and ask him. I went to school with.
Wait, who's the oldest person in the room here? Who thinks they're the oldest person in the room here? Anyone? Is anyone over the age of
anyone
like
anyone want to venture that? 40? We're not going to make fun of you. We're just going to ask if you take your shirt off to poo.
Trust us. We won't make fun of you.
What do you mean? Do your parents do this, Ben?
I assume they do. I went to school with a guy who took all his clothes off to shit. He'd fold them.
This sounds very much like I have a friend too. Yeah. Do you take all your clothes off to shit, Ben?
It's clean.
But when you go to a public bathroom, where do you put them? Because that everywhere's dirty there. So
on
do you,
the hook,
do you
yeah,
hold
on the hook.
Them?
On the hook. You hold them.
Are there hooks in men's toilets?
Yes.
Are there hooks in men's toilets?
Yeah.
There's a cornucopia of hooks. There's a hook for your jacket. There's a hook for your shoes. There's that weird curly hook for all your jewellery.
There's a DVD of Hook.
There's a guy with a hook at the end of his hands who passes you a towel by his hook.
The toilet paper's on the end of it. He's like, don't mind me. It's great. You have to go to a men's bathroom sometimes.
Male hook privilege.
So you guys set off toward the door after that little kerfuffle.
Okay, so I just disregard the naked man on the toilet.
You can talk to him if you want.
I've not seen a naked man since we conceived stupid Bonathan. I regret that.
Well, honey, come back any time. I'll show you my penis.
Because at the moment it's dangling between his legs. And it's so long it's just touching the water.
No, thank you. I was brought up right. Keep that penis to yourself.
Very well.
And I leave.
Uh-huh.
Quickly.
Yep.
And I shoot my rocket fingers again. What are they?
You got rocket gloves.
I shoot my rocket gloves to catch up to everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, see if you can fly.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Is that a one or a seven?
It's a seven.
It's a seven.
Oh, that's a seven. Oh, okay. Thank God.
It's a seven.
It's a seven.
It's still not great.
It's
still fucked. Why is she so dumb?
Well, they're meant for fighting, not for flying.
Okay, fine.
So when we get to the door,
yep.
In Dave's absence, I read this book, Xanathar's Guide to Everything.
Okay.
Because you all thought you were trying to fuck me by making me a Hexblade Warlock, but actually, there are some quite powerful things.
No, you assumed that we were trying to fuck you.
No, they were laughing at me with a mocking tone. That suggests they were trying to fuck me. Sorry, that's not my understanding of sex.
This is...
My understanding...
Stop laughing. He's going to get the wrong idea.
There is not... There is not an episode of the show that goes by where I don't learn something horrifying about Michael Hing.
Hey, Michael, if you hear a slow clap, do you think you're being seduced?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, why is this audience flirting with me so much? No, don't. Oh, my goodness. Stop.
Oh, he's hard as a rock. Stop it.
They want you
you're
here.
You're wasting your time. I've already come. Anyway. Sorry. So when we get...
You're not sorry at all.
When we get to the door, there's a Hexblade Warlock thing in here. Which I get at sixth level, called Ghostly Gaze, which means as an action you gain the ability to see through solid objects to a range of 30 feet. So I'm gonna look through the.
It's got a monocle that can do that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Don't worry about it. We all good.
I was gonna let him burn a spell slot.
No. I'll save it in case I want to cast something else. Like, I don't know. Well, you'll see.
All right. So I'll have a quick peek through the door to see if anybody's on the other side. If there's a clear entry.
You can kind of see it's like the door's kind of tempered with like some sort of enchantment, so it's not as clear as the bathroom door, but you can kind of see that the door is like, the room is circular, that it looks quite industrial, looks like a boiler room essentially, and you can make out a couple of figures kind of moving about.
Are they sexy figures?
It's hard to say. Are they shapely? Perhaps.
They're shapes.
Yeah. Insofar as everything is shapely.
Do these figures look like they're mocking someone or laughing, perhaps? Is that...
Yes, they're trying to seduce you.
Okay.
Do we want a plan? We don't ask this very often, but we want a plan. Are we going to go in to do some heavy questioning? Are we going to just beat them all up?
We want to follow the trail of slime that the Gilman would have left and find their nest. That's what we're trying to find.
The nest. Do you think the children are being held in the nest?
I think we had an idea that the children were being kidnapped and then turned into the Gilman.
Yeah, or maybe into breeding stock.
Yes, there was something going on.
Does that mean there'll be more stupid Bonathans? Precious stupid Bonathans?
Potentially. I have a question. I did a disguise self earlier, but probably the rejuvenating act of intercourse has made me have my spells back. Is that right?
Did you have a post-coital nap, or was it just a post-coital vape stick?
I had a vape stick.
Does vaping in this world count as a short rest or a long rest?
And also, what are the rules about spells?
I mean, why are you asking me? This is insane.
Do you think it will be counted as
audience,
a rest?
Audience, does... I mean, we'll just... All right.
That's no.
It's a pretty heavy no.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Otherwise, if I say that every time you come, you get your spells back, I know what's going to happen. If I make that canon, this show is going to become worse than it already is.
No, but just generally, like, if I've got a bunch of spells, I can't do, like, a bunch of different spells in one day? Like, what's the...
Well, did you cast all your spells already?
I've just done one spell. I did Disguise Self. Could I do Disguise Self again? That's what I'm asking.
If you have spell slots, yes, because you only expended one spell slot. How many spell slots do you have per day?
I don't know.
You don't know?
It's underneath your weapons.
You have one more spell. One spell. Only one.
All right, I've got four level one enchantments or illusions and can cast...
No, underneath your weapons, there should be a thing that says spell slots. We'll cut this from the podcast.
Oh, I'm bored. You can't
three spells
it.
A day. I can.
That's my rule.
One. Okay. Cannon.
Right.
You can do it.
You can do it?
Yeah, fine.
Yeah, good one.
Okay. I'm going to dress up as a Helmy boy.
Yep,
ooh,
cool.
Ooh, okay. All right. The door in front of you is still closed.
Okay. I get the key. Oh, do we want a plan?
No. Let's just go in. Let's go in and work out the plan.
We'll wing it.
That's never failed before.
I put the key against the keyhole, the key pass flapper thing. And
okay.
Guys,
okay, you are expecting the sound of a engine. You're expecting a lot of heat. Neither of those things are forthcoming. The room is eerily quiet.
Excuse me.
You see in the distance, maybe 30 feet away, a bunch of... helmsmen all kind of carrying out what looks like industrial work in sort of enormous mechs that they're using to sort of pick things up and move things around. Look like they're preparing for something. Gilman also are scurrying to and fro, adjusting dials all around this one central focus point. And as you look at it, you realize immediately what it is. It's unmistakably a shard. It's unmistakably a shark. No, it's unmistakably a shard. It's unmistakably crystal gem that powers planeswalkers. You saw one back in the Land of Giants. It thrums with an eldritch energy. No, but it's enormous. It's unlike the other ones.
Does it look stable or does it look unstable?
Great question. It looks diminished. It's glowing a little bit, but it looks really diminished.
Right, I'm going to do an arcana check. It would Friezo know what powers this? Like, what is the diminishing force on it? And I rolled a 13 plus 5 is 18.
Okay, you...
You get the sense that, yes, this is a mystical power source, and you think probably that because it's looking quite dim that the power is getting low.
Yeah.
So
I want to know what the original power source is. It's the shard itself.
Yeah.
Okay.
It seems self-contained.
Right.
So unlike the other shards you've seen, this is enormous. It's about 10 feet by 6 feet wide. And also unlike the other shards, crucially, maybe you should have opened with this.
It's on fire.
It's on fire and so are you. You all die. Thanks for coming. It has a gaping maw. It has a mouth with... several rows of teeth sort of disappearing into blackness.
Oh.
And it's pointed up.
It sounds a lot like a shark.
Is it a black shark?
It's a black crystal shark.
And if you follow that moor, above that moor, dangled maybe 10 feet above that moor, on a hook, on a chain, is Precious Bonathan.
Is that right?
Do you make that noise?
Yes.
All the guards see you.
No, wait, listen. No, I have a thing. I have an ability. When I do a shrill scream, what happens?
Up.
No, you wrote that, Eden.
So DC 15 con save or everyone has disadvantage for one round. Okay, everyone make a con save. So shrill is her shriek.
Does that include the...
just one?
If you have ears, you have to make a save.
I rolled a 19 plus constitution.
Okay, Frieza safe.
I'm 19, I'm fine.
DC 18. 15.
Oh, you're all safe. What about the three guards? In the mix.
Two of them look mildly annoyed and one of the Gilman just falls over.
Oh, but I'm a human, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, so as a human, I'm going to threaten litigation.
Good.
Yeah, Martha, I threaten litigation. You'll be hearing from my lawyer, the Vineyard's lawyer.
Who do you say that to?
everyone.
Okay, so the Gilman are just like totally in their own world. They're turning wheels, they're pushing buttons, steam's going everywhere, you know how it is. But the three bellowsmen in the mechs turn to look at you. And they start, one of them not so well, but the other two quite well, start stomping toward all of you. Your threats of litigation have not penetrated.
Well, then all I've got left is my rocket gloves.
Okay, we're going into combat.
Okay, it's happening.
Yes, what do I do?
So what do you want to do?
Take it away, Eden.
Have we rolled initiative? Have you worked out initiative?
Yeah, it's all there.
Well, Martha, we could have avoided combat, but Martha has decided that she's going first, so Martha's going to go first.
I'm furious because my child is hanging above me, above a black shark.
Okay, so
once again.
So in the room, there's a so you've got the large circular area with the shard in the middle, and there's like a mezzanine with stairs that goes up around where they marked him on the hook, and there's some Gilman doing stuff up there, and there's
kind of like a modeling platform.
Yes, you could use it as a catwalk if you wanted to do some modeling on that. And there's two steamy boys in big mechs.
What?
And one.
No, you can't make. What are you talking about?
The
bellowsmen.
Oh my god! Bellowsmen. Yes, that's fine.
Steamy boys.
too many.
Oh,
words.
Hello.
So what would you like to do?
I want to bash the shit out of them.
Okay.
With my rocket gloves.
So the guy in the mech suits, or the guy's not in the mech suits?
Whoever's coming for me, I'm coming for them.
Three mech suits coming for you.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm hitting them.
Okay, so, all right, we'll make an attack roll.
All right. Oh, why did I do that?
That's a six.
Okay, so you're not a particularly good fighter, so you have a difficulty gauging distances, so you just swing, and he's still 10 feet away.
All right, I'm going to run behind.
Bobby, you're next.
I'm going to run behind Bobby.
Okay. I immediately get my short sword, and I'm like, halt, prisoner. Got her. Guys, it's fine. I've got her. She's under control, and I hold the sword at her back.
Oh, good. Please escort her back onto the main deck. We are about to fire up this old crystal mabobi.
And he goes, now, because he looks at the kind of, there's a massive sort of dial on the wall, and you can see that it's kind of the universal kind of fuel thing. You can see that you know what it's
fuel
for.
Fuel gauge. It's fuel gauge.
Fuel gauge. Yeah.
Does and it have an E and an F?
It's really low. It doesn't have it. It has two runes that signify E and F.
But it has all the marks, and it's got the red section there as well. So it's.
Are we on reserve? We're on the reserve level, are we?
Yeah, and a light saying eco is flashing.
I say, I can't take this woman to the passenger deck. This is a matter for the Cardinal. This is an infiltration of our sacred space. This is sacrilege.
Yes.
If she has seen what is happening in here, the Cardinal needs to know.
Yes, you're quite right. You're quite right. Jerry, fetch the Cardinal.
Oh, I'll be fetching the Cardinal. He stomps off in his mech. A little stroppy. You ever seen a mech be stroppy? It's like... Oh, he goes, but meanwhile, look, and he like says something to one of the Gilman, who like two of them start pulling on a chain, and Bonathan starts being lowered quite slowly down into the moor.
Can I do another shrill scream?
No, you kind of spent that for the next hour or so. I think it's an hour.
Are we still in combat?
Well, I think they seem to have been thrown by Bobby's disguise.
Right.
But you two are not disguised.
So I want to run over to where those two Gilman are pulling on the ropes and knock them out so I can control the ropes.
Mm-hmm.
So I do that. I run over and I pick them up and I clonk their heads together.
Okay, so is there anything in the way for her to do that?
Okay, so she can run up there. I think one of the steam boys... No, they're not steam boys. They're... there, what are they called? Bellowsman runs up and chases you. So he's hot on your heels.
In a mech suit or in a nose suit?
Not in a mech suit. He's not in a mech suit. There's one guy in a mech suit who's coming towards you, Michael Hing. Friezo.
Okay. Then Friezo. Do these people... They're not warriors, are they? They're like...
No,
they're engineers, right?
Yeah, these are functional suits for moving things around.
Okay, so Friezo is going to cast... Cloak of Flies, which gives me advantage on intimidation checks.
Okay.
And I'm going to try and intimidate the mech suit man.
A man in a robot suit.
Yeah.
You're going to intimidate him. Okay, go for it.
So Friezo. So the air around Friezo suddenly is clogged with bugs and flies, just everywhere. And Friezo like runs up to the man coming towards him, and the mech suit. He runs up towards him, and he says, "How dare you? Ooh, I'm intimidating."
Uh huh.
He does an intimidation check, which is a 5 and an 8.
Oh boy!
You're covered in bugs.
That's so embarrassing.
That looks
for
gross.
You. That's like the international sign of stinking.
I had an accident before. I'm so sorry.
It's surprising to me. Did you hear that lady almost shat herself at the talent quest? By the way.
What? Oh, how embarrassing!
Anyway, get out of here. And then he charges at you.
Gilman, sound the alarm. And he bashes a button, and the just sirens just go berserk. And the bulkhead door that you came through slams down. You are inside an inner sanctum, and people are not happy. And the Gilman who's chasing you attacks you in the back with his wrench doing 4 points of damage to you, Filge. Filge, right in front of you, you've just been hit in the back. There's a Gilman who's touching the button, trying to make Precious Bonathan lower faster, and there's a dude attacking you from behind.
I'm just going to forget about the guy attacking me from behind,
because
he's not very good.
Yep.
And I'm just going to run up to the guy who's trying to press the button, and I'm just going to... I'm going to pick him up by the scruff of his slimy little neck and turn around and throw him at the guy behind me.
Okay, make an attack roll.
So the other Gilman attacks him.
Yep.
It's a 3.
A 3? He's very slippery, as we've established.
Yuck.
You've got slime on your hands and he slips right through your fingers.
I press the button and it's too slippery.
Okay.
I reach into my pocket and find bread rolls from the buffet, because white women always steal them. And I soak up some of the slime to help my new friends.
Okay, I'll allow it.
Yes!
You're very far away, so you have to throw them.
You throw a bread roll.
I throw the bread
roll. Okay,
rolls.
Make a bread roll attack roll.
That's a 10?
It's a 10.
That's the best roll you've had so far!
Yeah! Because your rocket gloves are so high-powered, this is a really long throw, and it gets filled. You get hit by some bread.
No, it's not
Do I catch it?
Oh, who are you throwing
I'm
it at?
I'm throwing it at the things that are attacking Filge.
Are you attacking a...
I'm attacking the attackers.
With bread?
Yeah, because they're slimy and it's absorbent.
Oh, you're going to dehydrate them.
Yes.
Nice.
Okay, yeah, it sticks to him.
And
it sticks. Yeah, it sticks to... It's
All right, fine. Well, if it sticks to him, he gains weight and he feels bad about himself.
And he slinks off.
He's accidentally carb loading.
Take that, Carby, yells Filge.
Okay, so Bonathan is you haven't been able to press the button though yet, right? Bonathan is still being lowered into the...
Yeah, because I only rolled a 3, so...
Yeah, you didn't. What Bobby, we're back to you.
Okay, is the shard in like some sort of fixture? Is it suspended? Is it behind glass? What's happening?
It's coming out of the floor.
And it's like there's like metal holding it into the floor. It's a very big thing. It's a very big thing. It's like the dark crystal.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Cool.
if you can cut the chain, I can fly up and catch him.
Okay. Why do you need to cut the chain for that?
Because otherwise, I'm just holding him on a chain.
I feel like you should be in position first before he does that.
Okay, I'm gonna fire an arrow to go right into a chain link before the pulley, so that it jams and he can't be lowered anymore.
Okay, make an attack roll.
Oh boy,
this is a very hard. You're trying to fire an arrow through a chain.
That's a
one. But I'm because of my halfling nimbleness and luckiness, I get to roll again.
He's a lucky boy.
That was another one.
That's a 13 plus.
It pings,
yeah, it was.
It pings in, but an arrow is not stronger than a chain.
Are there any light sources in the room?
Yes, there are. There are lights going berserk. But as you look up, they flash a solid red.
Can we use Bobby's monocle to reflect the light and heat the crystal?
Okay, wait. And
that's not how lights, several things in that sentence work.
The lights
refract the light?
The lights go red, and behind you the bulkhead.
Hold on a second. You know what I'm talking about when you burn ants and shit.
There's not a sun.
So I asked about a light source.
Yeah, but
so you're going to cut this out, aren't you?
It's a red light. Absolutely.
I'm embarrassed myself.
No, it's just a red light, like a regular electric light. Electric. So, and as the bulkhead rises, like steam comes out because it's dramatic, and the heavy clomp of metal boots come through as a huge hulking figure in red robes emblazoned with the symbol of the bellowsman. And it is he himself, the bellowsman cardinal.
King Bellend.
King Bellend, yes.
And as Bonathan Precious, though his life is, though precarious perhaps, hangs in the balance over the maw of the shard, even while Gilman, pelted with bread as they find themselves, and what of Lady Casilda, trapped in the bathroom, chaise lounge, pressed up against it, and Hagdar hasn't done anything in a while. How will the dragon friends, Martha and Hagdar, rescue Precious Bonathan from this new cardinal Bellend? For answers to questions such as these, tune into the next episode of The Dragon Friends.
Oh, mama. The Dragon Friends are Alex Lee, Eden Lacey, Simon Griner, and Michael Hing, me. Susie Yusuf was our special guest. Our DM is David Harmon, who was hornily away on his honeymoon during this recording. So this particular show was DM'd by Ben Jenkins, who is currently obsessed with the video game God of War, though I personally haven't enjoyed it, but that's fine. Shakira Khan designs our website. Beth McMullen edits, mixes, and sometimes fixes our podcast. And this episode featured sound and music by Dan and Liam Scarrett from Burger King Illuminati. Hope you're all well. Speak soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.